Today we give thanks for the gift of the Word of God, the Bible. It's Bible Sunday. And it's not just the book we read sometimes, but it's a voice that speaks to us. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a living voice, a voice that comforts us, that challenges us and calls us into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible, then, is not just something we study on a Sunday or maybe on occasions at home. It's something in the spiritual way we carry, we live, and we share the gospel with others, as Jesus did. So in our gospel reading today, Jesus stands in the synagogue and he's handed the scroll of Isaiah and finds the place and he begins to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And these are wonderful words. They're words of hope, words of healing for the nations, words that reach out into the heart of all human suffering, not just in the second century, but now. And those words are saying that God sees it. God cares for it. God wants to do something new in the world. And then in Jesus says something bold, something unexpected. He says, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Not someday, not maybe, but today, right here, right now. And that's the heart of Bible Sunday. We listen to how the Bible speaks to us in our daily lives. We ask, what is God saying to us now, in our homes, in our churches, in our communities? Is the Word of God real to us? Do we experience the Holy Spirit through Scripture speaking to us? And if you're into the prayer book, 1662, the only articles of religion I remember is all things necessary to salvation is contained within Scriptures. So Jesus doesn't just read the Bible in our gospel today. He lives it. He becomes the message. He becomes the living word. And that's our invitation too. Not just to read the Bible as maybe a hobby, but to let it shape us, to let it live in us. The people in the synagogue were amazed at first. Isn't this Joseph's son, they say? They knew Jesus. He was local. He was born there and grew up there. And maybe as a child played in the street with their children. And now he's speaking with power and authority to them. And it begins to unsettle them. And Jesus is seeing this coming up. He says, no prophet is accepted in their hometown. He knows that when the Bible gets too close to the reality of our lives, when it names our wounds, our blind spots, our needs, we sometimes push it away. I do. Only God knows that you do too. I don't know what you do. And so that's true for us too. We love the Bible when it makes us feel good, when it makes us feel that we are loved by God himself. But maybe when it challenges us, when it asks for change, to ask for forgiveness and repentance, or to welcome the person that we dislike the most in life, it can feel uncomfortable. The Bible Sunday then reminds us that God's word is not just for comfort, it's also for transformation. It's not just a warm blanket that we wear when we read the scriptures. It's supposed to be a lamp for our feet, a light for our path, and it's also meant to be shared and not kept to ourselves. Jesus then doesn't keep the good news to himself. He speaks it out loud. He offers it to all, even those outside the synagogue in our gospel, and even to those beyond Israel. And that's when the crowd turns on him. They don't want the good news to go over there into Gentile country. They want it here in the cozy atmosphere of the synagogue. Does that sound that we think that sometimes? That we want to be cozy in church? Of course, it's nice to be cozy in church, but sometimes we need to be challenged. So the word of God is bigger than our boundaries. It reaches beyond our comfort zones, which all of us have. And in our gospel today, it speaks to the poor, the hurting, the forgotten, wherever they are. Not just in a synagogue, not just in Israel, but in the world. So on Bible Sunday, we ask, are we willing to hear that kind of word? A word that stretches us, a word that sends us out. So we don't treat the Bible like an old treasure, beautiful but untouchable. We had a separate room when I lived at home, where all the treasures go. And I got three brothers. We weren't allowed in that special treasure home, just in case we smashed. So we're not, the Bible is not an old treasure, beautiful but untouchable. But we're open to wanting the Holy Spirit to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom to us in our lives. So do we listen with open hearts? And do we let it read our lives so that the Holy Spirit can say, hey, this direction, please? Because the Bible isn't just something we study. It's like Jesus. It's something that we live, that we carry in a spiritual sense, and that we share with other people. It doesn't have to be words. It can be actions. The gospel is word and action. And here in the Eucharist every week, we see the truth of that. The word is broken and shared, both in the scriptures and in Holy Communion. The word is given to us, not just to admire and then walk out the door and say, that was nice, but to receive and to change us. Bible Sunday then is a chance to recommit ourselves. Say, yes, I will listen to what the Holy Spirit will reveal to me in Scripture. I will let the Word of God shape me and my attitudes and my thinking. And I will be part of God's story. That's what we call disciples. So here's the good news. We don't have to be perfect in every way. If so, we would never read the Bible. And we don't have to be an expert in biblical studies. We don't have to learn Greek or Hebrew. That was quite interesting and helpful. We just have to be willing, willing to hear, willing to respond, willing to let the word of God change our hearts from stone to flesh. So as we hear Jesus say in our gospel, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And we need to ask that ourselves. What scripture is being fulfilled to us today in our readings? And whatever it is, if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and hopefully he is, let's receive it with joy. Let's respond by actually going in that direction. Because the Bible is not just a book on a shelf, turning yellow, getting a bit dusty. It's the living word, Jesus Christ. And today, it speaks to you and me. Amen.